There's a poem that I want to read to you. And I often read it, and it's a little hard to read because it's in conversation. But about after the Alamo in the Mexican-American War, even though most Mexicanos or Tejanos who lived in Texas fought on the side of the Texans against the dictator Santa Anna, many Tejanos, Mexican Texans, were exiled, literally made illegal, in different towns in Texas. And in this poem, there's a newspaper account, and when I get there, you'll recognize it as such. It'll be easy to tell. So I wrote this poem about this, and it's a fictional account, of course, of two guys talking to each other, and that's how the poem opens. So I'll just read it. Exiled, Matagorda, Texas, summer 1856. 1. They're calling a big meeting. Teresa heard them when she served their lunch. Meeting? So? A big meeting. How big is big? Big enough to be bad. For who? For us. Ah, Teresa's patron likes to talk. Rich boss. Reads books. Likes to think he's God. Sometimes they get bored, get together, make noise like aging chickens. They like meetings, words, and laws, the gringo. I know how they think. Comes to nothing. This time, they're gonna make laws about us. Make us illegal. Out. We'll be out. Or dead. Who's going to plant their seeds, plow their fields? Who's going to feed their cows, cook their food? Money. Money can buy. It can hire, can fire, can do somersaults, can name the trees and stars. Money is a wind, and we are candles. It wants our flames blown out. We don't live in the same part of town. We work their lands. Come home. Don't bother them. We even bow our heads when they pass. Make them think they're smarter, better looking. But when they see us, they think we move like coyotes. And dread the day we'll do more than howl. They'll never like us. Like? Who gives a stinking carcass whether they like us or not? We don't like them either. You think they're afraid of us? They own plantations and gardens and bedrooms as big as our homes. They have us where they want. A meeting will change nothing. You think you know how they think. You don't. They hate. Teresa and I are packing. You gonna run like a scared deer? The deer. God gave him good legs. Grace. Teresa and I want to live. We'll use our legs and move. They'll have to kill me. I'll leave my blood on their white shirts, leave my smell in their hearts. I'll be dead before I'll be illegal. And they'll remember my name. My legs were not born for running. I'll stay. I'll stay. The buffalo, he stayed. He's gone. The buffalo was stupid, small brain. Me, I think a man. Stay, we'll fight, stay. The day has come. They own the land. The land was ours, and then they came. And before was someone else's. Ask the Indian. He will tell you the land belongs to no one. Use your legs to run. 2. Matagorda. The people of Matagorda County have held a meeting and ordered every Mexican to leave the county. To strangers, this may seem wrong, but we hold it to be perfectly right and highly necessary. But a word of explanation should be given. In the first place, then, there are none but the lower class or peon Mexicans in the county. Secondly, they have no fixed domicile, but hang around the plantations, taking the likeliest Negro girls for wives. And thirdly, they often steal horses, and these girls too, and endeavor to run them to Mexico. We should rather have anticipated an appeal to lynch law than the mild course which has been adopted. 3. Ramon and Teresa traveled on the side of the dirt road, no hurry in their young feet. Having walked miles, she stopped, sat on the road, and wept. He sat next to her, combing her black hair with his fingers. Tears? Teresa, no llores. Do not waste good water. We will need it for the long walk. He wiped her face with his palms. And where will we go, Ramon? Mexico? Who is left there? Our parents were buried on this side of the river, but they do not want us in Texas. It does not matter what they want. We are Tejanos, Teresita. Tejanos. They will give us no place, Ramon. He broke into laughter. They cannot rob us of our feet. She laughed with him, rose, taking his hand as brown as the Texas ground. They continued walking north, walked in silence, the desert before them.